The committee investigating the Columbia space shuttle disaster says shuttles could be flying again in as little as 6 to 9 months. That could mean the shuttle fleet could be out of commission for only about a year. Columbia broke up over Texas on February 1st. NASA may be able to meet this ambitious schedule in part because the investigative panel will not insist that the space agency complete all its recommendations before flights resume, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
As the Columbia Accident Investigation Board has been figuring out what led to the disaster, it has been passing along recommendations to NASA, and the space agency is already hard at work to fix the problems. Most obviously, Board Chairman Harold Gaiman says NASA has to figure out how to prevent debris from falling off the shuttle's external tank during liftoff and striking the orbiter.
We're also going to suggest that you have to toughen the orbiter's ability to take debris hits, because the orbiter is going to continue to take debris hits. It was designed not to, but that's now proven to be not the case.
At a news briefing yesterday, Gaiman suggested that NASA might need to replace the shuttle's delicate heat-shielding tiles with tougher ones. The shuttle might also need stronger material along the vulnerable leading edge of its wings. Tests show that flying debris can do serious damage to this reinforced carbon material. Board member Scott Hubbard has been overseeing those tests, including one earlier this month, which used molded fiberglass to stand in for the actual material.
4 large cracks appeared in the fiberglass. And fiberglass, if you remember, is something like 2 times or more tougher than the reinforced carbon panels on the actual orbiter.
So this is a serious hazard that needs to be reduced on future flights. Investigation Board Chairman Gaiman says NASA also needs to develop ways to inspect shuttles and repair damage in orbit. Gaiman says the board has decided not to wade into the delicate matter of crew escape systems. That would require too much public discussion of exactly how the crew died. Even so, it sounds like NASA has a lot of work to do. But Gaiman thinks the job is manageable.
I don't see any recommendations which are so difficult to accomplish that they shouldn't be able to return to flight in 6 to 9 months.
One reason he says that is that NASA may not be required to make all those improvements before the shuttles are flying again. For example, Gaiman pointedly did not say that stronger tiles or more robust wing edges would be required before the shuttles are back in service, even though the shuttle needs to be strengthened eventually. Meanwhile, the board is becoming more and more confident that Columbia was severely damaged by a piece of foam debris that fell off the shuttle's external tank. As the board prepares its final report, Gaiman says they will have to decide exactly how to express their degree of confidence in that conclusion.
Do we want to say, we think it did, we're sure it did, it might have, we think most likely it did, the board is confident that, and so I have 13 different opinions on that, and at some time I'm going to have to lock everybody in a room and come out with one set of words. We have to do that essentially 500 times.
Once for each of the judgment calls this board will have to make as it completes its work. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
NASA also released videotape and photographs that survived the Columbia explosion. They show the astronauts performing experiments and posing for a group photograph.